Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting beside her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures in it. And what is the use of a book without pictures? She thought. It was very hot, and Alice was feeling sleepy. When suddenly, a white rabbit with pink ears ran close by her. There was nothing very unusual about that, and Alice did not even think it particularly strange to hear the rabbit say to himself,
"Oh dear, oh dear, I shall be too late."
But when he actually took a watch out of his waistcoat pocket and looked at it and hurried on, Alice jumped to her feet.
"How curious," she said to herself. "I've never seen a rabbit take a watch out of a waistcoat pocket before. Where can it be going?"
And she raced after him across the field, just in time to see him pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. Alice followed without a moment's thought, but suddenly she found herself falling down a very deep well. Down, down, down. It seemed that her fall would never end.
"I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth," thought Alice.
She was beginning to doze off when suddenly she landed with a thump on a heap of dried leaves. She was not a bit hurt, and as she got to her feet, she suddenly saw the white rabbit disappearing down a long passage.
"Oh, my ears and whiskers," she heard him say. "How late it's getting."
Alice ran after him down the passage, and turning a corner, she found herself in a long, low hall with doors on every side. The rabbit was nowhere to be seen, but in the middle of the hall was a little table of solid glass, and on it, a tiny golden key. Alice quickly discovered that all the doors in the hall were locked, and, alas, the key would not open any of them. But then she noticed a velvet curtain, and behind it, a tiny door. She knelt down and tried the key in the lock, and before her delighted eyes, the door opened on the loveliest garden she'd ever seen. She longed to wander among the bright flowers and sit by the cool fountains.
"But I can't even get my head through the doorway," she thought with a sigh. "Oh, how I wish I could shut up like a telescope."
She went back to the table, and there was a little bottle with the words, "Drink me," on a label tied around its neck. She examined it to make sure it was not marked poison and took a little sip. It was so very tasty that she quickly finished off the whole bottle. And then she began to have a rather curious feeling.
"It's as if I was shutting up like a telescope," she said to herself. And so she was. In fact, she was now small enough to enter the lovely garden. All she had to do was reach the golden key, which was lying on top of the table.
She tried her best to climb up one of the table legs, but it was too slippery. She was about to burst into tears when her eyes fell on a little glass box lying under the table. She opened it and found a very small cake on which the words, "Eat me," were beautifully marked in currants. Alice quickly ate the cake.
"Curiouser and curiouser," she cried. "Now I'm opening out like the largest telescope that ever was. Goodbye, feet. I wonder who will put on your shoes and stockings for you now. I'm sure I shan't be able."
Just then, her head struck against the roof of the hall, and she picked up the little golden key and hurried off to the garden door. Poor Alice. It was impossible to do any more than lie on one side and look into the garden with one eye. She sat down and began to cry.
ought to be ashamed, she said to herself. A great girl like you crying in this way. Stop it this moment, I tell you.
But she went on all the same, shedding hundreds of tears, until there was a large pool all round her and reaching halfway down the hall. After a time, she heard the pattering of feet and hastily dried her eyes to see who was coming.
Oh.
It was the White Rabbit, splendidly dressed, with a pair of gloves in one hand and a large fan in the other. He was obviously in a great hurry.
Oh, the Duchess, the Duchess!
He muttered.
Oh, won't she be savage if I've kept her waiting? If you please, sir,
said Alice, hoping to ask him for help. But the rabbit was so startled that he dropped the gloves and fan and scurried away as fast as he could go. Alice picked up the fan and gloves, and as the hall was very hot, she began to fan herself.
I do wish that someone would put their head down the rabbit hole, she said with a sob. I'm so tired of being all alone.
As she said this, she looked down at her hands and was surprised to see that she'd put on one of the rabbit's little white gloves. How can I have done that? She thought. I must be growing small again. Alice was indeed shrinking rapidly. She quickly discovered that the cause of this was the fan, and she dropped it just in time to save herself from shrinking away altogether.
And now for the garden, she said hopefully.
But as she stood up, her foot slipped and splash! She was up to her chin in salt water. She was in the pool she had made with her tears.
Oh, I wish I hadn't cried so much,
said Alice as she swam about, trying to find her way out.
I shall be punished for it now, I suppose, by being drowned in my own tears. That will be a very queer thing to happen, to be sure. But then, everything is very queer today.
From the sounds of splashing all round her, she knew that she was not alone. The pool was fast becoming crowded with birds and animals. A mouse, a duck, a dodo, a parrot, an eaglet, and several other strange creatures who'd fallen in. They were all anxious to get up, and with Alice leading the way, they swam to the shore. Then, feeling cross and uncomfortable, they sat down to discuss how to get dry again. At last, the dodo stood up.
The best thing to get us dry would be a caucus race, he said.
Alice was puzzled, but nobody disagreed. So the dodo solemnly marked out a race course in a sort of circle and placed the party of animals along it. Then he told them to run and stop whenever they liked. After they had been running for half an hour or so and were quite dry, the dodo suddenly called out,
The race is over. Everybody has won. She will give the prizes.
He pointed to Alice with one finger. Alice had no idea what to do, but as the creatures crowded round her, she put a hand in her pocket and pulled out a box of sweets. There were just enough to go round.
Do you have anything else in your pocket?
Asked the dodo.
Only a thimble, replied Alice.
That will be your prize, said the dodo. Hand it over here.
The creatures crowded round again while the dodo solemnly presented the thimble. They all looked so grave that Alice did not dare to laugh. Instead, she simply bowed and took the thimble, looking as serious as she could.
The whole party cheered, and feeling well pleased with the race, they sat down and asked the mouse to tell them a tale.
But the mouse was tired of their company and impatiently walked away.
I wish our Dinah was here, said Alice. She'd soon fetch him back. And who is Dinah?
Asked the parrot.
Dinah is my cat, replied Alice. She's the best cat in the world. You should see her chase after mice or birds. Why, she'll eat a little bird as soon as look at it.
This speech caused a remarkable sensation. One by one, the creatures all found an excuse to leave, and soon Alice was completely alone.
I do wish I hadn't mentioned Dinah, she said tearfully. Oh, my dear Dinah, I wonder if I shall ever see you again.